Nolte, CNN is dead, ratings collapse to decade low. By John Nolte on March 16, 2023. Far-left CNN's demo ratings have just hit a decade low, and the hate outlet's total primetime ratings just dipped well below 500,000. Stick a fork in CNN. CNN is dead. Praise the heavens, CNN is dead. During the week of March 6, CNN, a left-wing propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence, averaged only 442,000 primetime viewers and 408,000 total day viewers. Compared to last year, CNN suffered a 61% drop in primetime viewers and a 54% drop in total day viewers. That is a catastrophic collapse. Anything below 1 million during primetime is catastrophic. Teehee. In the 25 to 54 age demo, which sets advertising rates, CNN up to a 10-year low. CNN had its smallest weekday total day audience among the advertiser-coveted demographic of adults aged 25 to 54 since June 2014 for nearly a 10-year low. The network only managed 81,000 average demo viewers as CNN programming fails to resonate with Americans. CNN continued to flounder on weekdays during prime time, averaging only 95,000 demo viewers for its smallest audience in the key category since May 2014. Compared to this same week last year, CNN lost 72% of primetime demo viewers and 65% of total day demo viewers. I'm giddy. What's especially satisfying is that CNN spent most of that week crybabying over the sins of Fox News. CNN complaining about another network's supposed dishonesty is like grass complaining about grain. Apparently, the hypocrisy got to be too much, and CNN's already tiny audience started laughing and then changed the channel. Jake Frank Burns Tapper's widely publicized town hall with Republican Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin drew exactly, lol, 364,000 viewers. CNN's primetime suck-up to First Lady Jill Biden Monday shed a staggering 43% of viewers of CNN's average 2023 9 p.m. ET viewership, reports Fox News, which adds. After the dismal weekly turnout, CNN is on pace to have its lowest-rated quarter among the primetime demo in over 30 years since 1991. Ha 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 ha. All of this is CNN chief Chris Licht's fault. He took over Jeff Zucker's sinking, discredited laughingstock of a ship and basically said, carry on. Oh, he moved the deck chairs around a little bit but chose to keep smug, unlikable, serially dishonest, blatant, left-wing liars like Aaron Burnett, Anderson Cooper, Jake Tapper, Don Lemon, and Allison Camerota. Why would he do that? Nobody likes these people. No one trusts them. No one should trust them. Licht held on to Jim Double Chin Acosta. That tells you all you need to know. Licht had a real opportunity to right this ship and, instead, did nothing. What did Licht expect? That his presence and dishonest lip service about putting an end to bias would be enough? Did he think he could hustle or hypnotize us into tuning into the same discredited, narcissistic bullies and bigots just because? I'm a pretty unassuming fella, but Licht still never fooled me. And I'm thrilled. I don't want CNN to change. I want CNN to die. CNN is evil, and evil needs to die. Here's the autopsy. Total primetime viewers / demo viewers. Fox, 2.24 million. 274,000. MSNBC, 1.088 million, 108,000. KNL, 442,000 to 95,000. Total day total viewers / demo viewers. Fox, 1.359 million, 172,000. MSNBC, 673,000 to 71,000. KNL, 408,000 to 81,000. MSNBC is only avoiding being seen as a ratings laughingstock because of CNN. At the very least, MSNBC is holding on to a somewhat respectable 1.088 million primetime viewers. Fox's 2.237 million viewers is five times higher, five, than CNN's 442,000. Tucker Carlson is earning more demo viewers, 469,000. Then CNN is drawing total viewers. In all of cable TV, KNL has dropped to 17th in prime time. Please don't change CNN. Please, please, please. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.